This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They have done everything they need to do to get you to this point where that ergonomic excellence is waiting on you. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, recently, Trump was in Helsinki and he had a little conference with Putin. And you've been hearing the news and everything. A lot of people up in arms about this. You heard things like disgraceful and embarrassing. A complete lack of grasp of the situation. Now, one thing to remember when it comes to Mr. Trump and anything our president does, nobody's ever going to be happy with him. Ever, ever. So, it doesn't really surprise me. But these were the observations about his performance at the joint press conference with Vladimir Putin. Everybody is free to like or dislike the way he navigates the world, but I would suggest that those descriptions are more suited to the swarm of wild overreaction. It has become a familiar rhythm, I mean a really familiar rhythm, for the president to do or say something only to be attacked reflexively by his harshest of opponents. But the Monday festival of totally wrong-headed analysis ensnared only the occasional sympathetic. You could expect the bug-eyed calls for impeachment, the media chorus that Trump has somehow committed some grave offense against American honor. But the triangulation necessary to understand this episode was apparently too much heavy lifting for even some occasional supporters. So let me make this easy for you. If you were expecting Donald Trump to wag a finger at Putin at that lectern in Helsinki, throwing down an ultimatum to never ever mess with our elections again, that was enormously foolish of you or anybody else to believe. Not because it would be undeserved, but because it would have sprouted more negatives than positives. Because at the end of the day, the president actually has to work with this guy. He has to work with this guy. He has to run, he has to run interference for us with other countries. He has a State Department working to do this, all this other stuff. Imagine for a moment that the president had told Putin to stuff the souvenir war World Cup soccer ball. Told him where to stuff it. The media would have briefly approved. Critics might have issued momentary grudging appreciation. And John Brennan might have put down the voodoo doll. Meanwhile, the layer of ice that would have encased the relationship would shut the door on things Trump actually wants to achieve. Goals a little more lasting than kicking Putin in the shins in public. He would like to cooperate with Russia in fighting ISIS. He would like to loosen the buddy relationship with Assad in Syria. He might even seek to get a Russian exit from Crimea. And being Donald Trump, he would surely like to see there be some trade deals be gleaned from improved relations. Now, somebody might suggest that those are noble, but wouldn't he also like to dissuade Russia from launching cyber attacks into our political process? Well, yeah, I'm sure he would. He may well have made that clear behind closed doors over Finnish cuisine. But let's spend a moment, if we can, examining the source of all of this sudden hand-wringing. How many people condemning Trump for coddling Putin raised the slightest eyebrow at the Barack Obama open mic wink to the Russians that he would have more flexibility after the 2012 election? How many of these sudden warriors for election purity are on the record fighting for voter ID and other laws which protect us from the real-life threat of illegal voting? From the shrill retorts Monday afternoon, you would think Trump had delivered our nuclear codes to the GRU. The main thrust of the vilification was, we should be really tough on bad countries, and Russia is a really bad country. That's a fair point, but you know, we ain't downright chummy with China, the largest, most evil remaining communist dictatorship on the planet. And it's not as though Obama laid down an 8-year legacy of toughness versus Russia, or anybody else for that matter. The opportunistic gasps at Trump's comments are born of a different passion, which is a profound distaste for the president, Donald Trump. And that distaste ranged from the predictable howls of the haters to the more nuanced but still sharp revulsion of the establishment elitists, the haughty status quo devotees, and the usual suspects for whom Trump has always been too brash, too unmannerly, you know, too much like Trump. Now, their hyperventilations is not going to do very much to gin up the backlash that they seek. The online taunts were immediate along the lines of, hey, MAGA people, where's that Trump strength you people love so much? Very simple answer to that. The strength his base expects every day is not some empty political theater designed to win praise from CNN. There's only one battle that, you know, matters to in the short term, and that is the attack on this presidency from the Mueller probe and the weaponized subsets of the FBI and the Department of Justice. The slightest hint of a Trump denunciation of Russian meddling would have been instantly virally blasted around the universe as a confession that his election was indeed illegitimate. The hounds baying for his demise gleefully conflate Russians hacking Democrat emails with the Trump campaign's conspiracy to deny Hillary Clinton her rightful victory. They know, and let me say something about this. Hacking is not getting out there and trying to get you to give up your email address or your email password, which they did with Podesta. And Podesta, being ever the OPSEC master, he made his password to his email account password. The word password, not the lazy boy watches the Ray Fox jump over the log or anything like that. Password. His password was password. What's your password? Password. All the people making all this noise, they know that an underinformed public will lap up that narrative if they can hammer all of these things forcefully enough. And we're never going to know the exact language that Trump may use to address past meddling or discourage it in the future. But anyone who is expecting some high-drama profile public showdown in Helsinki is ignorant. They're ignorant of what Trump seeks to do long-term with Russia, and they're oblivious to the baseball bat he would have handed his enemies to be his brains in. This is excusable among the general public, because most of the general public are really sort of not informed of what politics really is. They don't even know how things work. But for those who pay attention to this kind of stuff, for a living, the blindness is willful here. So this is really much ado about nothing. We don't know what really happened. We know what was said in public. And listen, the FBI and the CIA and all of these intel agencies out there, everybody is ignoring all the meddling we do in elections, and Mexico does in elections, and all these other places do in elections. So, you know. Just, you know, I just wanted to throw that in there just because, it needed saying. It needed to be said. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's, you know, a long time ago, they you know, all guns have a stock. All long guns have a stock. And they looked at that and they said, well, some of these are good, some of these are not so good. Can we do better? Can we be more ergonomic? Can we be more classic? Can we be more artisan? And then they went out and did that. They became more ergonomic. They became more artisan about it. The craftsmanship that goes into these things is beyond any sort of scale I can possibly articulate to you. And this is why you should go to BoydsGunstocks.com. Now then, you may be saying to yourself, Bill, you seem to be hung up on it. I'm hung up on this because I'm tired of hearing, the press has been talking about this for days. And I've heard very little on the other side getting out of there saying, well, you know, maybe this is not exactly the way it went. So I've decided to say, this is not exactly the way it went. Yesterday, I spent a lot of time watching the vast army of those incapable of generating an original thought, namely the majority of the talking heads on other radio networks and television, as well as politicians in both parties, droning on about this disaster that was the Trump-Putin press conference in Helsinki. Once the first narrative was proffered out there by this gaggle, the rest dutifully repeated the talking points as if they were ventriloquist dummies. The bottom line, Trump is a buffoon, inalterably subservient to the puppet master, thus betraying his country. What were they watching? I did not come away with this inane version of events. I came to this subject matter of Donald Trump as someone during the primary season of 2016. I was not for him. He was not my guy. I said that out loud on the air. This guy's not my guy. But then I started listening to him. I was like, this guy could be my guy. And then I started thinking, well, this guy could win. And then I started thinking, this guy is going to beat Hillary. And then that was early on. That was like in May, before the election in November. And that was the way I segued. But, you know, when I was standing in the voting booth in November, looking at the ballot and the prospect of a Hillary Clinton presidency, I had no issue voting for Trump. He was saying he was dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Do his mannerisms bother me? No. Is his governing style buffoonish? Compared to what? this is all based upon, everybody needs to go watch, what is it? Volunteers with Tom Hanks, where George Plimpton plays this preppy dad, this Harvard sort of dad. And this is the kind of mannerisms that all of these establishment politicians think Trump should have. The proper, you know, this is just not done in polite society, that kind of stuff. I am gratified with his success. He has pursued a predominantly conservative agenda and at home and an America First agenda overseas, despite the constant ankle biting by the mainstream chihuahuas and the Washington establishment's determined use of its considerable arsenal to marginalize and try to obliterate his presidency. Now, regarding the Helsinki press conference and his performance, I'm looking at this from the perspective of someone who's experienced firsthand, you know, combat in human history. And what happens in the immediate aftermath as well. And having done that, I do not wish to see in my lifetime or in the future the world again subject to a conflict of any magnitude, made possible by a careless remark or insult of the egocentricity of a megalomaniac. Now, there is no question And I don't think Trump will question this. There's no question that Russia and China are this nation's primary geopolitical foes. While the current Russian Federation is not as powerful as its predecessors, the Soviet Union, nonetheless, they are a formidable adversary, particularly with Putin at the helm. Putin is a survivor. He wrestles bears. There's little doubt that the Russians spied on the United States and attempted to sow the seeds of discontent during the 2016 election. Like other places did, there's no doubt that we do it. Trump, Obama did it a bunch. Everybody's done it. We have done it over the course of time. Every country looks at everything going on at each other's, and especially with the United States. We are the ones with a linchpin of civilization. Almost as soon as the old Soviet Union was born in the 1920s, it, as a national policy, cast a wide net of espionage and destabilization throughout Europe and America. And we responded slowly and did not fully reciprocate with our own espionage activities until after World War II and the dawning of the Cold War. This chess match is now approaching its 90th anniversary. But it was the Obama cabal, including the hierarchy of the intelligence services, together with the now left-wing Democratic Party, in alliance with the mainstream media, that changed the understanding and the rules of the game. In a very well-planned and well-executed strategy highlighted by shouting from the rooftops about some fictitious collusion with Russia by the Trump campaign, the old rules were discarded as the special counsel Mueller has been forced, in order to justify his existence, to indict numerous Russian nationals who will never stand trial in the United States. And that was foolish. Very foolish. Why is anybody eager to see our president humiliated and undermined? Why are they so willing to denigrate and provoke this nation's historic rival? Could Trump have chosen his words better? Sure. But, I mean, how many gaffes are out there today? What happened when McAuliffe got out there and said 93 million Americans are killed every day due to gun violence? Nothing. And that was a gaffe. And that happens. So I want to say thanks, Donald Trump. Thank you, Mr. President, for not succumbing to the rabble and instead leaving the door open for candid communications with Russia when and if a major crisis rears its ugly head. That's something we should be concerned about. Not what happened today, but what might happen tomorrow. Because today is going to be over with in just a few hours, and it will be forever behind us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't, or why it wouldn't be Russia. So, just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
President Trump at the White House saying he misspoke yesterday when at a press conference he had said that he didn't know why Russia would hack the election when he meant to say wouldn't hack the election. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Today, all three major stock indicators were up, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average being up 55 points to close the day at 25,119. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Unbelievable ergonomic excellence. It feels like it was made, and it, depending on which stock you pick, it's going to feel like it was made for you. That's not an accident. That's just research. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I mean that about the other part. It's going to feel like it was made for you. So, anyway. I'm going to give you a quote. Who succumbs to compulsion to violate moral commandments is as much a prisoner as one who believes he is bound to obey them. Recently, there was a Washington Post article on the recent Oklahoma shooting in which a sociopathic active murderer was shot and killed by a legally armed citizen before he could murder more innocent people. Now, the story is a little more than a leftist political editorial. Implicitly anti-gun and anti-legally armed citizen beginning to end. The authors equate a sociopathic active murderer with two lawfully armed citizens who intervened as heroes at great personal risk, I might add, in order to prevent additional murders. And Washington Post authors obviously believe that anyone who owns a gun or, heaven forbid, carries one is automatically a criminal. I mean, he's carrying a gun, isn't he? That's obvious. He's carrying a gun. I mean, he's carrying a gun. That short-sightedness just irritates me to no end sometimes, I swear. But I digress. The authors contemptuously dismiss accolades that were heaped upon these two guys, these two courageous, lawfully armed citizens by local law enforcement and the general public. They insist that these two lawfully armed citizens should never have taken any action because the scene was confusing and unclear. Sort of makes me wonder how many clear and non-confusing gunfights that these arrogant Marxists have seen firsthand. Naturally, they've got to denigrate the NRA. If it's going to have gun in the text, okay, it is a legal requirement that they denigrate the NRA. Casually dismissing the good guy with a gun argument because, of course, all who owns guns are automatically bad guys. They make snide comments about all legally armed citizens, and yet they themselves lack the stature to so much as stand in the shadow of these two guys they so piously besmirch. Leftist reporters are completely incapable of honesty, much less objectivity. And they hate genuine heroes because a hero is something that they can never be. These haters of guns and gun owners would rather see innocent people murdered than have to report that active murders have been thwarted by a legally armed citizen slash hero. Dead people is better. They want guns for themselves, but they keep their guns a secret. And simultaneously, they publicly, hypocritically, and oh so sanctimoniously decry guns in the hands of the rest of us. Such is the current soulless amorality of a leftist today. Here is a quote from Mehmet Murat Ildan. Unless you have a free press, there's no need to buy newspapers, there's no need to watch the news, because there's no need to listen to lies. We don't have a free press. Now, when you talk to a gun control activist, they may well point to another country and tell you that country is doing it right. And one popular choice is always going to be Australia. Another mass shooting, after a mass shooting, Australia went after guns hard, making sweeping gun control laws and completely revamped how the country looked at firearms. It didn't stop anything, though, from happening. Another recent tragedy in the land down under has their own brand of gun control activists demanding lawmakers examine laws currently in place. We get this from some periodical there. Anger is mounting over laws which allowed a murderous Sydney dad to legally purchase two powerful handguns, one of which he used to kill his two children in a sickening home attack. Almost 10,000 Australians have signed a petition which calls for a full-scale review of gun laws after the July 5th shooting, in which John Edwards killed his children, 15-year-old Jack and 13-year-old Jennifer, in West Pennant Hills in the city's west before returning to his home and killing himself. The 68-year-old financial planner, who was involved in a custody battle over the children with his estranged wife, Olga Edwards, was able to join St. Mary's Indoor Shooting Center. He then obtained a firearms license and permit before legally buying two high-powered firearms. This week, Gun Control Australia's petition to make sweeping changes to ensure this can't happen again has received backing from thousands. As the law currently stands, when a person applies for a firearm license or permit to acquire additional firearms, the spouse of the applicant does not need to be notified or consulted, even when a family law matter is commenced in the courts and there has been previous history of threats and fear, the petition reads. If the law had required police to notify and consult with Olga Edwards before approving Mr. Edwards' application for a firearm, then his firearm application could have been denied. The way you should read this is, in other words, there's virtually nothing that will ever be enough for these people. What happened here is awful. I cannot imagine any world, any universe in which I exist, where I would look at my children and think it's a good idea to kill them. Especially over a divorce. But this doesn't mean others should be punished because of this of his insanity. And if you take a look at the suggestion they're making, they want to make an estranged wife capable of blocking someone from buying a gun simply on their word. Now, what if that law were in place and the spouse consulted is the true danger? The wife says, oh, no, he's threatened to murder me. Please don't let him have a gun, to the authorities, who then block the purchase. But then she goes and kills her estranged husband who doesn't have the means of self-defense, or vice versa. It could be either way. If you're going to apply the law equally, what about the woman who wants to buy a gun to protect herself from her abusive partner who then blocks the sale and commits murder? We're not really talking about rocket science here. But for the gun control activists, it's never going to be enough. So long as anyone has access to guns, there will be a gun control movement, and they will continue to push to make it more difficult for us to defend ourselves. And make no mistake on that. Whenever some gun control zealot starts telling you, we just want, you need to understand one thing, they're lying. It'll never be just what they say they're going to want. Never has been just what they say they're going to want. But hey, that's neither here nor there. Once again, gun control didn't work. It did not work. He went through all of the steps and everything else. And gun control is not going to stop crime from happening. It's never going to stop crime from happening. It may stop people from having guns. It may stop legal, law-abiding people from having guns. But it's never going to stop crime because it's crime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
There is no way for me to successfully articulate to you the feeling of grasping a weapon with a Boyd's gun stock installed. But I'm going to try. It feels like it was designed to be on that weapon, which makes so much more the enjoyment, if you will, of shooting. I enjoy it. And you will too. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, there's a story in a Seattle newspaper about dementia and gun owners is raising some suspicions among some gun owners about timing. There was some publication of a 3,500-word report on dementia and guns in Washington State and elsewhere over the weekend in the Seattle Times, and it seemed to more than one reader to have been curiously timed and sort of tilted to support a recently submitted gun control initiative filed by a Seattle-based gun control lobbying group supported by a bunch of wealthy elitists. Story came from Kaiser Health News and was originally published back on June 25th. Why the wait to republish in a Seattle newspaper? This one focused on a troubling problem for some people. What to do with someone's guns when an individual is diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Is a problem for some families of gun owners. The late Charlton Heston, former president of the NRA, was diagnosed with the disease, but it's just possible that reader Anchor Clanker put this story in its true perspective when writing another day, another scare piece about firearms. What else is new? Huh. He wrote, personally, I'm much more concerned about an overzealous and mistrustful government destroying my liberty than I am about getting capped by some codger. <laughs> Initiative 1639 is the third gun control measure in Washington State, bankrolled by the billionaire-backed Alliance for Gun Responsibility. The first was I-594, pushed ostensibly to keep guns out of the wrong hands by requiring the so-called universal background check on every gun transfer, and with a few exceptions for immediate family members, too.
Yeah.
But in its aftermath, the Evergreen State has seen two high-profile multiple homicides in Mukilteo at a teen party and at the Cascade Mall in Burlington. Shootings and killings continue in Seattle and other Washington cities. Now, I-1639 was advertised as a safe schools measure, raising the minimum age for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21 years, requiring training, a 10-day waiting period, and critics say essentially defining any semi-auto rifle as an assault weapon. Even the commonly owned 22 caliber rifles like the Ruger 10/22 and the Marlin Model 60. Now, that kind of thing is very popular with newspaper editors. By contrast, there's been relatively little publicity about a court ruling the other day in Ohio. There, a judge ruled that a ban on the bump stocks by the city of Columbus is illegal, as it was reported by the Outdoor Wire. That ruling came in a lawsuit against the ban by the Buckeye Firearms Association or Foundation and Ohioans for Concealed Carry. The judge ruled that the regulation violated the Ohio preemption statute and granted a permanent injunction. An appeal would not be surprising because cities don't like preemption statutes. Seattle and Everett in Washington are pushing that envelope right now. Adopting local gun control ordinances on safe storage and reporting loss for stolen guns to police within 24 hours. These are clearly challenges to the Washington's 35-year-old preemption law. Based in the Dimensions story is an observation by Dr. Arthur Prisbinda with the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, a project of the Second Amendment Foundation and big friend of this show. And it also adds perspective to the story and to any other such report that might appear between now and the November election on the gun measure. And he bluntly states that discussing the possibility of a dementia-related shooting is a bloody shirt-waving tactic that's used to stir emotions to advance support for a particular policy endpoint. And that, according to the Second Amendment advocates, is what drives gun control campaigns like this one in Washington. Emotion. According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, rifles of any kind are used in a fraction of homicides in any given year, maybe 2-3% on a big year. In 2016, the most recent year for which data is available, only 11 of the 127 firearm-related slayings involved rifles, and that included the 8 people who died at Mukilteo and Burlington. So 2016 might be an anomaly. As Dr. Prisbinda explained to the writers at Kaiser, the data is what should be driving our policy discussion, not fear or fear-mongering. That is bad science. He also said something else that should alarm not only gun owners, but all civil rights advocates. He suggested that researchers who raise the dementia issue are seeking ways to disarm as many people as possible. Yeah. Nothing new there. Nothing new there. Are you an Uber or a Lyft driver? Uber or Lyft drivers are becoming targets. Recently in San Diego, there was 3 violent encounters with rideshare drivers there. And according to the drivers, now I've been a driver for Uber before. I tried that one time just to get out of the house. I mean, it was not something, it wasn't about the money because there's no money in it driving for Uber. I just wanted to get out of the house after I had the heart attack, you know. According to some drivers, they said the company seemed to care more about rider safety than the drivers. And drivers with both companies were suspended in the last few months until Uber and Lyft realized they were indeed just protecting themselves. Lyft driver Ali Kenderil spent the night in jail after stabbing a passenger in self-defense. Said the rider threw him to the ground and attacked him first. Lyft permanently deactivated him. They didn't even wait until the court said something about it. Some drivers are suffering out of this situation. District attorney in that case never filed any charges. Amy Shaw has had 15,000 rides with Uber, and she faced her share of challenges as an Uber driver. There has been sex acts in the back of her car. But back in May, she was part of another local self-defense case involving pepper spray. She said, one of them threw candy at me, and then he came around to my window and was harassing me more, so I pepper sprayed him. Uber suspended her, but she was later reinstated when she called 10 News and they called Uber. I'm done with people thinking they can do whatever they want just because they're in my car. And she has now installed a dash cam and, as a last resort, carries a knife. Would I do it to save my own life? Yes. When I was an Uber driver one time, and I was driving a 2014 Ford Escape, and a couple of guys tried to box me in, ostensibly, I think, to carjack the car. I was in violation of Uber's rules because I was carrying a gun. And I let those guys know I was carrying a gun. They did not report me to Uber. Since then, I have since given up on Uber. Uber is a... I use them when I'm out of town, but, you know, I'm not out of town that much. So, that's going to be an ongoing thing. We'll see more of this happen. We'll see more Uber drivers getting hurt. And then we'll see what they allow the Uber drivers to do to try to, you know, protect themselves, which they should allow them to do whatever they want because they don't own the cars. Uber. We'll be back again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.